USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The House has passed a measure to increase the stimulus checks in the COVID relief bill to $2,000, something President Trump has been pushing lawmakers to do. A few dozen Republicans voted with nearly all the Democrats to pass the measure that isn't expected to make its way out of the Senate. Congressman Ken Buck agrees. The Colorado Republican tells Newsmax TV that he would have supported the effort if it had reduced spending elsewhere in the bill.
They won't consider this at all, and I said that I would support this if they reduced or took away the pork and funded this $2,000 through the reduction of pork. They didn't do that. They just wanted more and more spending. And it's a typical Democrat strategy. I think what they're trying to do is appeal to voters in Georgia. I think it's very cynical and it's sad. We're at $30 trillion of debt right now. And to just throw money around like that is typical Pelosi, frankly.
This is USA Radio News.
If your New Year's resolution is to get to feeling better, the best way to feel better is with a great night's sleep. And you know I'm going to talk about my pillow. I've been sleeping on one for now 3 years, and I get the best sleep of my life. They don't go flat. You can wash them and dry them. Try doing that. You end up with a washer full of pillow feathers. And they're made in the USA. And right now, the MyPillow Premium Pillow Special continues $40 off, $29.98. For a standard or queen size premium MyPillow, King's only $5 more. To get the best night's sleep of your life and a guaranteed, and it continues until March 1st, and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Give yourself the gift of a great night's sleep for 2021. From Mike Lindell and MyPillow.
Investigators said Sunday that the man who perpetrated the Christmas Day bombing in downtown Nashville died in the explosion. They believe he wanted to cause more property destruction than hurt other people, but they have not commented on a motive for the suicide bombing. Former FBI profiler Clint Van Zandt says investigators are looking at as many details about the bomber's life as they can. He tells CNBC that by digging into his background, they should be able to put together a picture of his motivation.
We know who did it, we know how he did it, but we all want to know the motive, and of course when we learn the motive, that should tell us if anybody else was involved or not. So the FBI will do what they normally do in any type of a major situation like this, or police departments do. They're going to look at his friends. They're going to look at his telephone. They're going to look at his social media. They'll look at his mail. They'll look at his credit cards. Sometimes they even look at the dirt in the tires to see where the vehicle has been.
This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
The actions of officers of the Metropolitan Nashville Police Department have drawn universal praise in getting people away from the area of the Christmas morning bombing. Congressman Tim Burchett praised their heroism for saving many lives. The Tennessee Republican told Fox News that it was an example of the bravery displayed on a daily basis by law enforcement officers.
But you had police knowing that an explosion was going to happen, and then they went and literally knocked on the doors, I think, of around 57 families who could have lost their lives, and because of their heroism, no lives were lost. And I think that reiterates what every law enforcement man or woman does every single day when they put on that badge. They know that their lives, they could be called in to risk their lives. And that's exactly what these four excellent examples did. And of course, our Tennessee Bureau of Investigation, the FBI's investigation, further investigation to find out who it was, and I suspect we'll hear a motive soon, but right now that seems to be in question.
And on Monday Night Football, the Buffalo Bills hammered the New England Patriots 38-9. Bills quarterback Josh Allen threw for 320 yards and 4 touchdowns, 3 of those going to Stephon Diggs to go with his 9 catches and 145 yards. The Bills becoming the first AFC East team to sweep the Patriots in 19 seasons. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.